Here on the CTIC Conservation Action Tour, I'm visiting with Marcus Meyer. And Marcus, first of all, tell us where you live and what you do.
I live just up the road, about 2.5 miles. I raise corn and soybeans and a little hay, and I work off the farm too. So real close neighbor to Terry Bechtold, where the first stop is being held. So
you're on a panel that we're going to have here. What's your panel going to talk to us about?
We're mainly going to talk about soil health, and that basically entails whether you use strip-till, no-till, use of cover crops, that kind of things to help protect soil and build the soil health. So that's our agenda for that. So,
tell us a bit about this watershed area here, Livingston County. How would you describe soil health, some of the practices that are being done here to, again, just improve on the land that we are farming?
We're in part of the Indian Creek watershed, which is a small part of the Vermilion River watershed. And so we're trying to, we started back in 2010, the Indian Creek project started, and we're trying to get farmers to implement conservation systems. So not only do a cover crop or filter strip or field buffers, anything we can do to, as part of a system and nutrient management programs to kind of incorporate a lot of different things to help improve our environment. And what we are mainly trying to do is improve the nitrate level in our water supply. Because two towns basically are fed from Indian Creek, Fairbury, about population of 4,000, and Pontiac has about 12,000. So that's our goal, is to help reduce that.
How would you describe things this year? We certainly had a challenge last year, but very different this year.
It is, and it's still a challenge this year because we had a cool, wet spring, so guys got in the field late, and it was still a little bit too late or too wet to start planting corn, but we knew we had to go, so we did. And so now we've had decent moisture in this part of the county. We actually could use a little shower. It can wait till tonight, but overall it looks much better than last year, yes.
Yeah. So anticipating then, at least looking at even with some of the late planting, that optimistic for a good crop this year?
I think definitely better than last year. We had a good subsoil moisture, and since we were lacking a little rain now in the last 3 or 4 weeks, the root systems hopefully have gone down into that, tapped that. So hopefully, yeah, no matter what happens the rest of the year, unless we get a windstorm or a hailstorm or something like that. But hopefully, yeah, much better than last year. So.
Well, thank you very much, Marcus Meyer, one of our producers talking to us here on this CTIC Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.